Hi everyone, welcome back. We've talked about the balance sheet and what the balance sheet is. Let's go ahead in this module and talk about the next financial statement. Go to the next slide with me. The income statement. Let's give it a definition. The income statement is the financial statement that shows the profitability of the company for a period of time. Now note the difference in the wording there. The balance sheet was a financial statement that showed the assets, liabilities, and equity of the company at a point in time. It was a point in time statement. The income statement shows the company's profits for a period of time, typically from January through December. For the year, here is how profitable we were. So it's a period of time financial statement. Now on this income statement, we'll find two specific items. Remember on the balance sheet, we saw assets, liabilities, and equity. Here on the income statement, we'll find revenues and expenses. So we'll see revenues and expenses on this statement of earnings or income statement. Go to the next slide with me. And let's talk about these two things a little bit in depth. Let's start with our revenues. Revenues represent amounts that have been earned during the accounting period, during the year that the income statement covers, from January through December. Amounts that have been earned. Now, these amounts that we earn may result from selling inventory, or performing a service, or renting equipment or a building to somebody, or lending money and being paid interest. So there's lots of different ways we can earn revenues. But that's what they represent, amounts that have been earned during the year. Some common examples of revenues, the most important, the one that we'll really sort of focus on a lot this quarter, sales revenue. Sales revenue represents the revenue that we earn when we sell our product by selling our inventory. Some other examples of revenues include things like service revenue. Performing a service. Rental revenue, renting equipment or a building to somebody else. Interest revenue, we've lent money to somebody or put money in the bank, we may earn some interest. And dividend revenue. Dividend revenue represents when we own the stock of, say, another company, say AT&T, and they pay a dividend to us. All of those represent amounts earned, i.e. revenues, for the company. Let's go to the next slide and let's talk about the other item on the income statement, our expenses. We can define expenses as the costs that have been incurred in the process of earning revenues, right? We're out there trying to earn revenues, but we can't do that for free. We have a whole bunch of costs we incur in order to try to do that. Examples of expenses include one, and again this is a big one, the cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold represents the inventory that we have sold to customers, the cost of that inventory, hence the cost of goods sold. So CGS represents the cost of inventory sold to customers. A little bit later in this module, we'll look more in depth at the sales revenue and cost of goods sold ideas. But let's look at some other examples of expenses first. Other examples of expenses include salaries expense, right? We have to pay the employees, rent expense, utilities expense, interest, advertising, income tax expense. And we could probably spend the next hour listing out different expenses that the organization encounters. So once again, just like we saw with the balance sheet in those lists that we prepared, the lists of revenues and expenses are not all inclusive. They don't include every possible revenue or expense, just the most common. Hey, by the way, just as a quick aside, take a look here at the bottom of the slide. One of the things you're going to have to be able to do is pick out different accounts or different items from a list. So let's say I gave you a list of a whole bunch of items and said, pick out all of those that are considered expenses. What's the easy way to pick most of them out? Just look at the slide. Most of them say expense. That's telling you, that's an expense. That one notable exception is the very first one, that cost of goods sold. Still an expense, even though it doesn't actually use the word expense. Please go to the next slide with me. Remember the balance sheet, the fundamental accounting equation, the most important equation that we talk about, assets equal liabilities plus equity. Well, we have a couple of equations on the income statement that are also very important. The basic income statement equation, how to calculate your profit. Remember what the income statement does? It shows the profitability of the company for the period of time. To calculate that profit, referred to as net income, simply take revenues minus expenses. So one important equation on the income statement, revenues minus expenses, equals the company's net income. Another important one that you need to be comfortable with, this kind of goes back to the sales revenue cost of goods sold idea that we talked about a little bit ago. Sales revenue minus cost of goods sold, referred to as the company's gross profit. Let's go to the next slide and expand on that a little bit. You see there at the top how the income statement would begin. Income statement always starts with your sales revenue. You then subtract your cost of goods sold, that's an expense, to calculate what we call gross profit. We just saw that a second ago. The sales revenue that we have here, that represents the actual selling price of the inventory. For example, let's say we're in the business of selling markers, and we sell 5 markers to our customers, 5 pieces of inventory. Each marker sold to customers for $10. That would result in sales revenue of $50, the total sales price of the inventory sold, the actual sales revenue. However, we didn't get the markers for free, right? We just didn't happen to be running outside one day and markers fell out of the sky and we grabbed it and said, hey, let's sell them for $10 each. We had to pay some money to go out and buy the markers so that we could then put them on our shelf and sell them to our customers. Let's say in the example that we have here on the slide, each of the markers, each piece of inventory, cost us $6 to go out and acquire. That's referred to as your cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold is the cost of the inventory sold to customers. We sold 5 markers. Each marker cost us $6 to go buy so we could turn around and sell it to somebody else. That would give us a cost of goods sold of $30. The sales revenue, the revenue part, what we actually sell it for. The expense, the cost of goods sold, the cost of the markers or inventory sold to customers. Please go to the next slide with me. As we said a minute ago, the income statement begins as follows. Sales revenue minus cost of goods sold is equal to the gross profit. And we can think of gross profit as the profit earned from selling our product. And that's it. That's all the gross profit represents the profit earned from selling inventory. Now that's our primary activity. That's why we're in business. We are in business to sell the product. This is a very important number. It tells us what sort of profit we're earning from that primary activity. If you remember back to the example on the previous slide, we would have had gross profit of $20. We had sales revenue of $50, 5 markers sold for $10 each. But the cost of goods sold cost us $6 to buy each marker. So the cost of goods sold was $30, telling us the profit earned from selling the product or inventory would have been $20. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, so we've seen this an awful lot the last couple of slides. The income statement starts like this. Sales revenue minus cost of goods sold is gross profit. But you know what? That's not the net income. Why not? How do we get from the gross profit down to the net income, the actual income that we earn for the year? What am I missing? Well, I'm missing all of those other revenues and expenses that exist, right? The gross profit is just the profit earned from selling inventory. You then have to add to that all of the other revenues, maybe interest revenue, maybe dividend revenue, whatever. Subtract all of the other expenses, advertising expense, salary expense, utility expense, etc. And that gets you to the net income. You start at the top with just your primary activity, sales revenue minus cost of goods sold is gross profit. From that, add to that all of the other revenues, subtract all of the other expenses, and that allows us to calculate the company's net income. Note, just one thing to note, it unfortunately happens, hopefully not to any of us if we ever have a business, but should the expenses exceed the revenues, that would be referred to as a net loss rather than net income. That what you see right there, the basic income statement format.